Praise the Lord, we are destined to win. Amen. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast, and I'm glad you could join us for a very special edition of the Word of Faith Netcast. Today, as this is aired on Word of Faith Radio, and as is posted on the World Wide Web, is the celebration of Halloween, or as some people call it, All Hallows Eve. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that on the netcast today. This is not a day, as a lot of people think, just for kids and for enjoying candy and having fun, at least in terms of the actual origin of this celebration. Now, I have an article on the website that I'd encourage you to go check out. The article, if you want to find it, you can go to our website, wfm.org. Look in the upper right-hand corner. There's a search line there. You can type in Halloween, H-A-L-L-O-W-E-E-N, or the word occult, C-O-C-C-U-L-T. Hit the button, and it will find this particular article called Halloween and the Occult. And I want to talk about what this article is talking about. The article was originally written for Faith and Victory Church's newsletter that we were putting out at the time, back in October of 1990. So it's been a while, but the message is still vital and is still something that you need to see. It all goes back to the point that when I was coming up as a teenager, I was raised Southern Baptist, and even as a Southern Baptist boy, I thought there had to be something supernatural, something beyond our normal human, you know, approach to life and day-to-day life. And I think it was really because I had enough spiritual insight to know there was something supernatural out there. I just didn't know what it was. I was ignorant of it. I didn't have good teaching of it. Of what the supernatural was about, the real supernatural of God. You know, God is a spirit, and those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so I didn't know anything about that. And because of that, you know, my church at the time, Southern Baptist Church, taught that all that had been passed away, you know, there wasn't any supernatural available today at all. And so because of that, I got off into occult experiences, reading books and things that I really shouldn't have been reading, all kinds of stuff that I thought was a scientific approach to studying supernatural activity and occult activity. And the word occult means strange. It means unknown. So at the time, I didn't think the word occult was such a big deal. I thought, well, it's just something people don't know about, and so I'm just going to study that and find out what I can about it. But cults, which most people associate the occult with, it's two separate words, two different things. One is a group that practices, they can practice occult practices, but they might just be, you know, involved in strange doctrines that are not biblical and be a cult. But the occult is a different atmosphere, if you will. An involvement in the supernatural beyond just the normal natural of human life that does not come from God, okay? And that's the difference. That's the part I was missing. I was missing the fact that there is a supernatural outside of God, and I didn't know anything about that. Now, I thought at the time that perhaps man possessed unknown abilities that were occult in nature from that perspective, but that maybe we just didn't understand, you know, maybe we didn't know the kind of things that the human mind was capable of and so forth. And so that's the area that I studied, the so-called paranormal. And I started experimenting with that. Now, I was ignorant of the fact that the Bible is very specific that we're not to practice those things. Now, listen very closely to me. The Bible is very specific that we are not to practice that kind of supernatural activity. And let's go find out what it has to say. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 18, beginning in verse 10. And let's look at an expanded definition from this particular section of scripture here. It says, there shall not be found among you anyone that makes his son or daughter to pass through the fire. Well, now that's human sacrifice. We're pretty clear on that. You know, there's not too many people out there doing human sacrifice. But this other part here is a little easier to see people being involved in. Or that useth divination. That means to cast lots or other means to divine information. That includes water witching or divining, sometimes called where they use a stick and they look for water. That's divining. That is covered by this that says you're not to use divination. Okay, this is what the Bible says. It's not what Dr. Bill believes per se, although I do believe the Bible, so I believe it. But I'm saying this is not just a personal vendetta on my part. This is what the Bible has to say. You're not to practice divination or water witching. You're not to be an observer of times. Now, this has several meanings. One meaning is being a member of a secret society or having special or secret knowledge. Now, that's the area that I was most involved in, was the thought that there's this secret knowledge that most people don't have. And that was part of what drew me into it, was that uniqueness, that secretness. Another area of this secret society is the Masons. That's a group that practice secret ceremonies. There's a lot of groups like that. It says not to be involved in this area, in the Bible, in the Scripture. All right? Secret society, having special secret knowledge. Another meaning is one who plots the courses of planets, stars, in time and space to foretell events. Now, what does that sound like? That's astrology. That's the stars. You know, looking at the stars for your future. Well, we're not to look to the stars for our future. We're to look to God to reveal to us things that we need to know. And the Holy Spirit will reveal to us things that we need to know. Not the stars, not astrology. And we'll talk more about astrology here in a moment. But we're not to look at the planets, stars, time, and space for tell events, which is astrology. And actually, Isaiah 47, 12 through 14 says this. Astrologers shall not be able to deliver themselves from the power of the flame. Now, if you check that scripture out, you'll find out that God is very much against astrology. It's not something you want to play around with. Let's keep going with our list, though. You're not to be an enchanter. This means to hiss or whisper, as in a spell, to prognosticate or try to foretell the future. You're not to be that kind of supernaturally inclined or occult inclined individual. These people that you see on the side of the road, Sister So-and-so, you know, that it claims to foretell the future. That's not scriptural. All right? Let's keep going. A witch, which of course we're pretty clear on what a witch is, but a witch is actually means to whisper or incant a spell. A charmer, now this has several meanings. One denotes a member of a secret society, which we've already talked about. Another means one who uses means to fascinate, or in modern day usage, to hypnotize. Now, I was very involved in hypnosis when I was doing my study of the occult, and that was specifically forbidden by this particular scripture here. We're not to use hypnosis, and there it was in the scripture. When I saw this, I was just amazed that it was in it. I'd never seen this. Nobody ever told me this. Don't be a consulter with familiar spirits. That means to inquire, request of, or demand from a familiar spirit, a spirit with whom you have a special rapport. Sometimes today that's called channeling. The spirits in these cases are demonic spirits that Satan is sending to deceive people. See, we need to stay away from these practices. Or, next one in the list, a wizard, which means a knowing one, a conjurer, one possessing special supernatural powers such as telepathy, psychokinesis, or, next one in the list, a necromancer. That means to seek or ask of, and thereby to worship the dead. Now, here's the thing a lot of people don't understand. When you get together and hold hands around a table, even if you're playing at it, well, it's Halloween, let's have a seance. You are literally, by calling on dear old Uncle Charlie, you are worshiping the dead. That's the meaning of the word in the Hebrew. It says that to seek or ask someone who is dead Now, actually, they're demonic spirits. They're not the dead talking to you. But in any case, it means you're worshiping the dead. You do not want to do that. We worship the Lord our God, and Him only will we serve. And then all that do these things, this is the way the scripture finishes in this list, all that do these things are an abomination. Now, this literally in the Hebrew means something that stinks in the nostrils of God. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be something that stinks in the nostrils of God, all right? And this list is a very extensive list of occult practices. And all of this stinks in the nostrils of God. You do not want to be involved in it. I'm just telling you. Now, it says, they're an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God will drive them out from before thee. Now, the children of Israel were told that the people that practiced these occult practices would be driven out from before them because of those occult practices. So we as believers don't want to have anything to do with these occult practices, all right? And I'm talking about watching them on TV. Oh, let's watch this movie about, you know, whatever, some wizard. The Harry Potter stuff, that's of the devil, folks. I'm telling you straight. Don't let your kids get involved in that stuff. I know somebody, personally, that they went to church, they heard the Word of God and so forth, but they got drawn off into Harry Potter, and before it was over with, they joined a witch coven, and they even, Blend and I talked to this person extensively and said, look, if you don't turn, if you don't change your way and leave this junk behind, you're going to hell. I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but it's the truth. And she said, I don't care. You don't understand. I am involved in a natural religion, and it's peace-loving and all this kind of mess. And we said, look, it's not scriptural. And we practically begged and pleaded with her to change the term, but she refused to. And we've got to be serious about these things. We've got to take it seriously. We've got to look at what these things draw you into. They affect you spiritually. It's just serious stuff. People at this time of year, they think of it as a joke. Well, anyway, I read this list of scripture. I read these things as a teenager in high school. And you can imagine my reaction. I was absolutely amazed. I was just completely shocked by everything that I had read and studied out. And I studied it out in the detail that I'm giving you right here and right now. And here's the Bible, which, you know, even growing up as a Southern Baptist, I respected the Bible 100%. I mean, the Bible was right and everything else was wrong as far as I was concerned. Here's the Bible telling me that what I'm involved in is wrong, is of the devil, and stinks in the nostrils of God. So I immediately repented. I immediately turned around. I took all of my books that I had purchased through the years, and I threw them into a burning barrel there where I lived at the time, and I burned them all, just like they did in the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, it says that all the people that practiced the occult brought all their occult books together and burned them. This is Acts 19:19 through 20. And it says, and the word of God grew mightily and prevailed. Well, guess what? Once I burned my books and repented, the word of God grew mightily in me and prevailed. Amen. Now, that's been years and years and years ago. Over 30 years ago. Well over 30 years ago. And praise God, the word of God has grown mightily in me and prevailed. And I am appreciative that the Lord showed me this out of the Bible. Now, you can see why I don't take the occult lightly. I saw the Word of God. I had revelation knowledge revealed to me from the Word about these things. The same thing is true of this yearly celebration called Halloween. Halloween itself is not a light thing. Halloween is a contraction of All Hallows' Eve or All Saints' Day. It's a holiday that was invented by the Catholic Church in medieval times to try to get people that followed witchcraft religions and druids and those that celebrated all kinds of earth religions, which is what this Wiccan stuff that's going around today is all about. They tried to incorporate that practice, those practices, into a Christian holiday in the Catholic Church. And rather than having an autumnal celebration to appease the earth spirits, which is what the Druids were trying to do, they believed that the earthly elements had spirits that were associated with them, and to be assured of a good harvest, they'd leave a gift to appease the evil spirits that roamed on the festival night, or the spirits that were supposed to visit them with death and destruction of their property. Well, guess what? Satan comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. John 10:10. Have you ever wondered why there's so much destruction at Halloween? I mean, where I used to live, down in Denton, North Carolina, they had every Halloween, the people would bring stuff in the middle of town. They would burn out houses. They would destroy stuff. Windows would be broken out. All kinds of destruction. Why does that go on? It's demonic activity. Same thing happens in Detroit. They have a period of time around Halloween where there's a lot of destruction. This happens all over the place. Well, the glorifying and celebrating of this time of Halloween is the closest thing to the worship of demonic spirits that modern man has today. It's no wonder that the spiritual forces are loosed in so many people during this time to spur people to destructive behavior because they give themselves over to it. Now, I've been asked the question as a minister, should Christians celebrate Halloween? Well, now, you know, think about this, folks. That's like asking, should we celebrate the devil's activities? No, of course not. Should we celebrate death and destruction? No, of course not. Should we celebrate death and destruction? No. See, Satan comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. I'm not celebrating anything that has to do with him. I'm not having anything to do with him. So I'm not going to practice anything that has to do with occult practices, period. I'm certainly not going to watch his movies that glorify it. I'm certainly not going to celebrate his holidays that glorify it. And people used to give us a hard time about, you know, bringing up our son Ben. You know, well, doesn't he get to do Halloween? No. But, you know, he didn't miss it. He understood. We explained to him what Halloween was about, what it was really about, and he understood that it was not something you want to celebrate, not something you should be involved in. He didn't miss out. We dressed up, we played, we did fun things other times. But we're not celebrating a satanic holiday, period. Now, during this time, there's a lot of churches that come together and try to have alternatives to Halloween. Autumn festivals, harvest festivals. See, to me, that's still too close to celebrating Satan's activities. Why even do that? It harkens back to the Druid holidays that were around that time of autumn to celebrate that during that time. Why do it? Why? I see churches. Oh, man, this is a hot button with me because of my background. I see churches that have their entire front yards filled with pumpkins, and they sell pumpkins. One particular denomination I'm not going to mention. But they're selling these things and glorifying this time and talking about this time like it had anything to do with Christianity. Well, I'm telling you what it has to do with Christianity. It's an enemy to be defeated. Satan is the enemy. Death is an enemy. Destruction is an enemy. And we ought to be coming against it full force, not celebrating it, not enjoying it, not having church holidays around it, not having alternatives. You don't need an alternative in the sense of we're going to celebrate it anyway, we're just going to call it a different name. No. If you want to have a true alternative, get together and praise the Lord and have a Holy Ghost meeting. That's an alternative. Amen. All right, well, I tell you what, this is... You know, when I wrote this article, I even said in the article, I didn't write it to rant and rave, but I wrote it to inform you about these issues. These are important things that you need to know. These are things that I think are critical for us in this day and age to be aware of. These are not things to be taken lightly. And we, especially right now, need to be serious about the Word of God. We need to be serious about what God is asking us to do in these days. And that means not getting involved and pulled away from the things of God by all this junk that's going on. Now, I also talked about last week the importance of getting out and voting. You need to get out and vote this first of this week if you haven't already. Now, I participated in early voting. I'm glad I did. But I tell you what, there's a lot of activity of the devil going on in that arena. Okay? There's a lot of deception, a lot of evil, a lot of junk that's happening in that arena. As Christians, we need to be wise. You know, Jesus made the statement, we need to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. We need to be wise to the ways of Satan. Wise to what he's trying to do. Wise to his activities. Whether it's in the social arena, whether it's in the Halloween and the occult arena, or whether it's in the political arena, we need to be aware and wise to what God wants us to do, not what the devil wants us to do. So I think it's critical that right now we need to do what God's calling us to do. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, I'll tell you what, you can write me here at Word of Faith Ministries. Now, maybe this has opened up your eyes to a lot of things. Maybe you haven't heard anything like this about the occult and about Halloween. I'd encourage you to do some good, solid research. Not get off into it. See, there's a lot of people have a tendency to get off into it to the point that that's all they want to talk about, all they want to study, all they want to hear is this kind of thing. I'm not talking about that. I only talk about it occasionally myself, and I used to be involved in the stuff. But do good research to find out why we need to not celebrate these things, and then mainly stay in the Word. Listen to Word of Faith Radio, WFR.org. Listen to the Word of God taught on a regular basis. Go to a good Bible-believing church, not the one with the pumpkins in the front, but a good, solid, Bible-believing, Word of God-believing, turned on, tongue-talking, hands-laying-on church, Word of Faith Message Church, where you're going to get the true, solid, real Word of God. Amen? Now, if you're in the Greensboro, North Carolina area, that's Faith and Victory Church. You come on out and join us there. There's a lot of good churches, a lot of people that are on WFR, pastors that are on WFR, Larry Westforth, down in Aberdeen, North Carolina area, all over. I could name church after church, pastor after pastor. If you're looking for a church, write me, Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina, the zip code 27262, and I'll get you in touch with a pastor and get you in touch with a church that's teaching the Word. Amen? Wherever you happen to be, I would just be privileged to help you out in that arena. Amen? Or you can write me, my email address, Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WFM.org. Join us next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.